Dozens of protesters calling itself Philly's Families for Ceasefire gathers at 30th Street Station, bringing its push for emergency action because, to quote its social media postings, Gaza is starving. They're calling for an end to what they call the intentional starvation of beleaguered Palestinian civilians. While organizers encourage people to bring their kids to bang pots and pans, access into 30th Street is limited to Amtrak riders with tickets in hand or on their apps. Likewise, SEPTA commuters limited to where they have access at several at different entrances to get into onto one of SEPTA's regional rails. KYW's Vic Raghupathy at 30th Street with the very latest.
A percussive protest, the empty pots and pans significant because of the ongoing starvation many Gazans face, according to co-organizer Hannah Mermelstein.
There's a well-known journalist in Gaza named Bissan Aoudé who has called the other day, said, bang your pots and pans because the sound of our hunger and the voice of humanity must be louder than their brutality.
According to Gaza's health ministry, more than 125 people have died from malnutrition-related causes during the war, including about 85 children. These about six dozen protesters initially planned to be inside 30th Street Station, but Amtrak police kept non-transit riders out of the building. That forced the demonstrators under the blazing sun at 30th and Market. Julia Allen says it's the least they could do.
This is what it takes, you know, you're going to have to be steadfast. You're going to have to be out even when it's uncomfortable for you and thinking about the people there and the kind of misery they're experiencing.
Israel is instituting daily pauses in fighting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they have to allow the entry of minimal humanitarian supplies. In Center City, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.